Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, October 8th, 2011. This is Audioboo number 112. On today's podcast, Occupy Wall Street. The stock market, have we turned the corner? Are we now in an uptrend? The Keystone XL pipeline, and two football picks for tomorrow, two NFL picks, locks of the week. So it is Saturday, it's football Saturday, and I thought I'd do a little bit longer than usual podcast. We'll see how long I go here, but first of all, I want to talk a little bit about the economy. The Dow was up 1.7% last week, the NASDAQ up 2.3%. Kind of a nice pause in the relentless downtrend. Actually, we're in a trading range, right? And we bounced off the trading range earlier in the week, the bottom of the trading range, down around 1,100 on the S&P 500. We went below it, and the day we went below it, everyone was crying bear market, because the S&P was officially down over 20% intraday. But of course, it bounced back that day, had a huge reversal, key reversal, and then added onto the gains the rest of the week up until Friday, where it kind of tanked towards the end. Maybe some profit takers, right? I don't know. But the jobs report came out with 103,000 jobs, which is about double what folks thought. But it did include those 45,000 Verizon workers who were rehired after going on strike. And that was counted on as job gains. How about that? Kind of interesting, right? So basically, we need around, I would say, about 150,000 jobs, right, to keep a month to keep up with population growth. And unemployment rate still at 9.1%. So we're not growing fast enough. That's the bottom line. So I don't have any new indicators on my black box. The black box is still on a sell signal. It's been actually very reliable over the summer. This is actually the first bottom it didn't catch, as far as this week's trip down to 1,100 on the S&P 500. It didn't bounce, and actually that might be a good sign, as if we're thinking that the market may be in a new bull trend, because my indicators are kind of at a higher low, right? They didn't create a new low on my indicators, and it kind of works like the stock market. You don't want to see lower lows. You want to see kind of higher lows, positive divergences, right? And that kind of works in my system too, but I didn't get a buy signal. I'm going to talk a little bit about Occupy Wall Street. I have a few things on the Occupy Wall Street movement I want to go over. First of all is from Michael Bloomberg. He said that Occupy Wall Street is trying to destroy jobs. This is from The Guardian. That's right, the UK Guardian. He said, Bloomberg said, what they're trying to do is take the jobs away from people working in the city. If the jobs they are trying to get rid of in the city, the people that work in finance, which is a big part of the economy, go away, we're not going to have any money to pay our municipal employees or clean our parks or anything else. So, my thought is that these folks really don't understand what they're protesting against. Let's see. Here's an article from Fox. Occupy Wall Street protester defecates on police car. So there you go. Starting to track that kind of element, right? I've got another thing of the list of their demands. Let's see. Let's go to this one first. This is from the Herald Online. This is the Charlotte paper. It says, spreading protests reach number two U.S. banking city. The Occupy Wall Street movement officially sweeps into Charlotte. And we've reached out to everyone, says Thomas Shop, 747, Occupy Charlotte organizer. We've reached out to the gay and lesbian community, the black community, the Hispanic community. We are all a part of this. It said, it has spread fight to change in financial and political system that favors the wealthy and powerful. So let's see. I have a list of their demands. Let's see how much sense they make, and if you into finance, let's see. Here we go. Demand one, restoration of the living wage. And they want to do this by ending free trade, reimposing trade tariffs. Hey, how'd that work in the 1930s? Kind of exacerbated that recession, right, or depression. Tariffs on all imported goods entering the American market to level the playing field. Okay. Oh, they want to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour. Now, what would that do to small business? Heck, what would that do to the price you pay for stuff you buy and the services you get? It would increase it substantially, right? Let's see, their second demand. Institute a universal single-payer health care system. All private insurers must be banned. So that would end those jobs, right? Because it says their only effect is to take money away from doctors, nurses, and hospitals. You know, one way to lower costs would be to lower the fees charged by doctors, nurses, and hospitals, right? Let's see, demand three, guaranteed living wage income regardless of employment. Hey, that's good. You know, I don't really like my job. I want to do something like sweep floors somewhere. I mean, I'll make the same, right? I mean, I'd have a living wage instead of, you know, do important things. Demand four, a free college education. Well, heck, that might work if college professors worked for free, but they sure don't, do they? And all the administrative costs and the, you know, I don't think so. Let's see, demand five, begin a fast-track process to bring the end of the fuel economy and at the same time bring the alternative energy economy up to energy demand. Well, the problem is the wind doesn't blow all the time. The sun doesn't shine all the time. Heck, we're entering in the time of year where the sun's in the southern hemisphere, right? So it's actually kind of weak in the northern hemisphere. It doesn't generate a lot of power now. So I guess what do you do then? Burn coal? Let's see, demand six, $1 trillion in infrastructure. Water, sewer, rails, roads, bridges, electrical grid, spending now. Of course, the problem that is anytime they try to spend any money on infrastructure, they get sued by environmentalists, right? So a lot of that money goes to trial lawyers. Let's see, they wanted to spend $1 trillion in ecological restoration, planting forests, reestablishing wetlands, the natural flow of river systems, and the decommissioning of all America's nuclear power plants. So if you live in the San Francisco area, you get a lot of your power from the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant. I wonder how folks in San Francisco would like it if their power was rationed. Think that'd go over well? I don't. Let's see, demand eight, racial and gender equal rights amendment. Okay. Number nine, open borders migration. Anyone can travel anywhere to work and live. Now, how's that going to affect? I mean, if we have a $20 minimum wage, living wage, boy, there's going to be a lot of folks just traveling over here, right, so they can get a job doing something. I think that just, I don't know, I think that just kill it. Here we go, demand 10, bring American elections up to international standards of a paper ballot precinct, counted and recounted in front of an independent and party observer system. In other words, recount until you get the numbers you want. Number 11, debt. Immediate across the board forgiveness of all debt. Forgiveness of sovereign debt, commercial loans, home mortgages, home equity loans, credit card debt, student loans, and personal loans. Now, you know, before they do this, can I go max out my cards? I'd really like, there's some stuff I want to get. And this would help me if I could just go buy it and they would forgive me my loans. All debt must be stricken from the books. You know, basically this would end the banks, right? I mean, there would be no more banks, and we would have to stuff money. If assuming money was worth anything, we'd have to stuff it in our mattresses. Demand 12, outlaw all credit reporting agencies. I wonder why that one's in there. Is that because people have low FICO scores? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, heck, we get one free credit report a year, right, to see if anybody's stealing our credit. But heck, if we don't have to pay our credit, why have credit at all? Shouldn't we be able to just go get stuff for free? I mean, after all, if you can go charge whatever you want and then have your debt forgiven, then just go to the store and get what you want. Just take it. You don't need credit. Let's see. Oh, this is an interesting demand. 13, allow all workers to sign a ballot at any time during a union organizing campaign or at any time that represents their yay or nay to have union represent them in collective bargaining. So that's kind of what this is about, getting more dues to the union, right? I wonder who put together this list. This is from OccupyWallStreet.org. These demands will create so many jobs it will be completely impossible to fill them without an open borders policy. There's over 1,100 comments on this thread. And one guy says, hey, these demands are inconsistent and rather funny. Anyways, so these folks really have never read an economic textbook or taken an economics course. I have no idea how jobs work, free markets work, and basically the market would stop them from doing any of this sort of thing by reacting with high unemployment and a lower standard of living for pretty much everyone in the country. So, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. See what else I'm going to talk about. Let's see, consumer debt. Consumer debt is the fly in the recovery ointment. This is from Fox Business, so you know it must be true. It says, two important questions. When will the housing market hit bottom, and when will now skittish banks ease lending standards for qualified borrowers? I saw that the interest rates for 30-year loans had gone down, but beneath 4% to 3.9. Although I couldn't actually find one at 3.9, except for some teaser rates. But once you get a hold of them, it's like, well, that's you have to add points, and they end up getting their money, is what I'm trying to say. Now, but when you look at your larger banks and credit unions and that sort of thing, they were still a little bit above four when I looked yesterday. I'm looking every day, but even then, you got to see a lot of folks are underwater. Unless we do what Occupy Wall Street wants and forgive all their debt, I don't think they're going to be able to refinance. That's it. So today I'm also going to do one more thing, and that's my free football picks. I've got two football picks this week that I think are winners. First, before that, you see that Al Davis died? He was 82, owner of the Oakland Raiders. Let me see if I can find my Yahoo fantasy pick'em here. And of course, I cannot. Here it is. It is. All right, here we go. My two free picks. Buffalo at home playing Philadelphia, and Buffalo is a 2.5 point underdog. Philadelphia hasn't looked very good, right? They were the dream team, and the first thing you know when you're labeled a dream team is you take the under on the total number of wins predicted for the season, which is what I did. So I have Philadelphia and under, and I don't have my ticket with me, so I can't remember what I got them at, but it's like 10.5 or something like that. So, but anyways, they're on the road at Buffalo. Buffalo's been a little bit of a surprise, but when you think about it, they've really improved. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road. They lost last week. They've been scoring a lot of points. They've been giving up a lot of points. So this could be a little bit of a shootout. So can the Philadelphia corners stop Ryan Fitzpatrick and Stevie Johnson? Fred Jackson, 30-year-old running back, right? He's on my fantasy football team and been a little bit of a surprise for me. I got him late in the draft. And so I've been starting him doing well, but he's been doing well, and Philadelphia hasn't been able to stop the run either. So at home, I'm thinking Buffalo's getting 2.5 points. I'm going to take them. I haven't seen anything from the dream team that I believe in. This could be a shootout. I mean, Buffalo, maybe they're due to hit reality here and maybe regress to the mean, but and maybe that's true for Philadelphia as well. But right now, I say you got to go with Buffalo. The other one here I like is Minnesota. Minnesota's giving 2.5 to Arizona. It's in Minnesota. Minnesota's come very, very close the last couple of weeks. Now they're at Minnesota. Minnesota's defense is actually okay at stopping the pass, at least most of the time. And I think it's going to be tough for Arizona. I don't know if Beanie Wells is going to play. He's questionable. And so they won't have much of a run if he's not playing. And then they're going to have to pass. And if Minnesota knows they're going to pass, it's at Minnesota. I like Minnesota minus the 2.5. So that's my two picks of the week. Buffalo plus 2.5, Minnesota minus 2.5. Hey, that's it. And today on the podcast, did a little something different. I've got some music from musicalley.com's PodSafe Music. This is Aegon with Lazy Loves. Lazy Loves. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya. All again, I'm too lazy to come to the phone. I'm really tired and I'm weak and bad, but I don't want to be alone anymore. You and me, we are too fabulous. You and me, we're more than middleless. A break for we'll never be alone. I know it's all over, and I know we will meet again. We're too lazy to be longer alone. You and me, we are too fabulous, you and me. We're more than middleless. A break for we'll never be.
something.